Hey, welcome to the new CNADHD podcast. I'm your host, Liz Lewis, and I don't want to produce another boring podcast.
I don't know if you've noticed this, but if you go in iTunes, there are like 100 podcasts now about ADHD. Seriously, do it. Look, you'll be shocked. And I don't want to do the same thing that everybody else is doing. The CNADHD podcast is your place to get the best information and hear from the best experts in the field of ADHD. I take all this information and I make it understandable, actionable, and hopefully a little fun. It does not suck.
Okay, so after last week's episode where I did the getting real about 40 years on planet Earth, I wanted to follow that up, well, basically by explaining more of me. I know that in my intro, after Jenny passed off the show, I talked a little bit about how I started a website and so on and so forth. But I want to start this. I'm going to talk today about myself, which I never do because I feel like, I don't know, I feel like it sounds funny. It doesn't sound genuine. I'm not a person that likes to talk about myself, and that is part of my issue. Like Amanda Palmer said, everyone wants to be seen, but not everyone wants to be looked at. And that is something that has really had me thinking about why I went into this business. And trust me when I tell you, me going into the online business influencer, I don't know what to call it, ADHD, wanting to build a community, that whole situation I have, that was a really strange choice of vocations for someone like me. Honestly, it really was. And I'm going to explain why. So a little background about some of my issues. The intro to this podcast says the best experts and the best information on ADHD. And I totally mean that. I don't want every episode to be about me, but I'm just starting to realize that I am an expert. I mean, I'm not a doctor. I don't have a PhD, an MD, any of those letters, but I have really very much devoted myself to learning about ADHD. And also, I am a student of people. I've always been that way, even going back to when I was in college. I've always been very, very curious about human behavior. And the ADHD thing just adds another layer to that. So really quickly, I don't know how many people know this about me, but my whole life has basically been about fear of abandonment, winning approval. I want to be seen, but I'm very, very afraid to be seen. I'm very afraid of rejection or criticism. And a lot of that stems from childhood stuff. I'm not going to go into it, but it's not just a result of, you know, decisions my parents made or something. It's just the confluence of all of it, right? It's weird childhood stuff and ADHD and genetics, perhaps, you know, neurochemistry. And I always think to myself, we all think we're in control of our lives, but we're only partially in control because there's this whole underlying behavioral script that's going through our mind. And that is why I do what I do. Okay, I'm going to explain to you what I'm talking about. So I started this website and I called it A Dose of Healthy Distraction. And it was the perfect way to put my thoughts out into the world without anybody actually looking at me. It was a great way to hide behind the computer. And I always knew I wanted a community. And I just recently sort of figured out why, even at the outset, I was seeking, well, in a lot of ways, seeking approval, looking to build a community, because that's always been my thing. I'm always trying to get people to like me. I'm always trying to prove my value and that I deserve to take up space, right? It's funny that I would look for approval in the ADHD community because I know how their mind works, and nothing we do is consistent. And to form any kind of community, you have to be willing to risk rejection because not everyone is going to be able to participate fully at any given time in their life. Your motivation varies from day to day, right? Especially with ADHD. So when I conceived of the Enclave, I think I didn't want it to be just another support group. We've all seen Facebook support groups, and we all know that, I mean, if you have no other options, you know, go hang out on Facebook, that's fine, but you're not really going to get information there, and you're certainly not going to get real support. So I started the Enclave sort of to prove to myself that I was an expert, that I could create my own community of people, and that I could be seen and it was safe to be seen. It's not just another support group. We meet live, and I will talk about that in a little while, about why I chose to have live meetings. We learn together and we laugh a lot. And I do believe all of us, women with ADHD, we deserve a little calm in the middle of the chaos of life, because I don't care who you are. I don't care how much money you have. It is tough to be a mom. It is tough to be a woman with ADHD and all those gender expectations. But we are a little bit different in this group. And I, again, this is something I'm just figuring out. The women in this group, sort of like me, we are seekers. We are into self-improvement and we want to actually work and we want to actually make changes. And it's really easy to complain about ADHD. It's really easy to be like, oh, I have this diagnosis. That explains my whole life, right? And then do nothing. It's also easy to create little memes and things on social media and get some, you know, quick hits of approval. But in the end, you still have the same set of issues you woke up with this morning. I've seen it even in my group. People come in, they spend a month, they love it, and they tell me they love it. But then they're like, they back off. And they're like, I can't do this. I can't pay for it. And I just realized it's not because of the money. It's because they're not ready to do the work. All right? So this is the deal. I'm going to tell you what the Enclave is. We are a paid membership community. Going forward, there's going to be some cool options around this, like tiers of membership. But right now, I'm just going to call it a paid membership. We are a support group, but we meet live. We actually meet 4 times a week. I do that on purpose so that we have 2 daytime meetings, 2 evening meetings. I'm on East Coast time. But I like to think that having it 4 days a week at least provides a consistent, oh, these 4 days, these 4 hours of the week, someone's going to be there to talk. I sort through, the other thing I do in the Enclave is I try to sort through the noise, because there is a ton of noise around ADHD. I mean, social media and blogs and a gazillion podcasts. And I try to sort through all that stuff and some of the expert content that comes out. And I try to pull the best stuff in and arrange it under topics. I sort of curate it so that it's clean, so that you don't go in. It's not like going on to, I'm trying to think of an example, Medline or Attitude. I love Attitude magazine. I use it for research all the time. But on Attitude, I get a little sucked in because there's too many links and things. I keep it really clean under specific topics. Bottom line, this is a place of calm connection. Yes, we have a library of info. And actually, I'm still working on filling out the library. I'll be honest about that. It's not done. But we are calm and we are connected and we meet live. I want to tell you the reason I chose live meetings. Okay, science nerd hat going on right now. In college, I studied literature, obviously, and I was an English teacher, but my minor was linguistics. I spent a lot of time studying human language and how we use language. And then I spent a lot of time going to therapists. And I actually determined that I had much more intimate and powerful conversations, and I took a lot more away from it when it was face to face. And, you know, new technology has enabled me to just drop a Zoom link and meet with everyone. But I kind of intentionally made that decision, because I just feel that it works better. And it is a commitment. And you do have to sort of look somebody in the face and speak your truth. And that's hard. And I know that some people can't even do that, which is, again, that sort of eliminates you. If you're not into that, if you don't think you can handle it, then no, this isn't the right group for you. But I wanted to explain why I chose live meetings and why I think being able to see facial expression, even the body language of it, tone of voice, I think it's just really helpful. And actually, I think a lot of therapists would understand why I'm saying that. And I just want to say, this is not a substitute for therapy or coaching. I believe in both. Coaching can be tremendously expensive. And if you're going to spend the money, please, please get a certified coach with lots of hours of experience. And if you want a therapist, that's awesome. I love therapy, but you could wait a long time to find a therapist who knows about ADHD. They tend to be pretty in demand. The Enclave is not a replacement for these services, but it is a bridge if you are waiting, if you aren't able to pull that off at this time. I fill that gap. Okay, so I want to spend a few minutes because I think besides the benefits of a group like the Enclave, for me and for the members, I really think it's equally important to talk about what it is not, what the Enclave is not. So we are not a place where you can just be anonymous. You can't come in. We do have a feed you can post in, but you don't come in here and I don't know what to say, anonymously post, you know, this is my life. It's terrible. My husband's mad at me or my boss at work is mad at me. And then post a funny meme of your, you know, feet on your desk or something. Like, we don't do that because I have found that the sort of anonymous posting that goes on, especially in things like Reddit, Facebook, maybe even a little bit on Twitter, that anonymity, I don't know, people don't become the best versions of themselves when they can be anonymous. My other issue with posting threads is that sometimes it just becomes a competition to see who can be the most dysfunctional. You start celebrating dysfunction, and no progress is going to be made that way under those conditions. We have a feed, like I said, and if you're having a rough day, obviously you go in and post, but somebody will answer you, and I guarantee in our group, I'll put it this way, in our group, if you're having a rough day and you post about it, you're probably going to get much more quality answers. We're not going to egg you on to just give up. We're not going to say, yeah, you just give up. You know, yes, that person's a jerk. They're treating you terribly. No, you're not going to get that in here. So I just want to make that clear. We also, in our feed, we don't have advertising. We don't have advertising. Nobody's taking your information and selling it anywhere. I specifically built our platform off of social media for that reason. It is a private platform. It's a website you go to, you create an account, and you log in. Okay, the other thing we are not is we don't have a lot of negativity and anger. We don't do that. It's not that we can't be negative and you can't express when you're having a rough day. That's not it at all. But we sort of believe in growth and we are very focused on telling our stories, figuring out how we can apply what we know to the situation and supporting each other. So if you're not into like the honest conversation thing, if you are looking for me to be doling out advice, also, that's the third thing. I'm not an advice giver. So we are not a Dear Abby, so to speak. Although I would say that a lot of times we do respond. If one person is having a problem, I would say that a lot of us will respond and say, well, that's awful. I feel terrible for you. This is my thought, you know, and we do respond in that way, but this is not just advice. This is not me doling out advice. I like to think of myself as more of a facilitator, sort of a connector of people, because that's what I think I'm best at. Even though there is a part of me that this group, as I said, I think it's like proving to myself that I can do something, that I know, I'm self-aware enough to know that building my own community heals me, just like it heals the people inside. Those are the things the Enclave is not. It is not an advice forum. It is not an anonymous posting forum. And we are not, in general, we are not a place to go to dump negativity. And we don't encourage negativity either. That I just never see that. I don't see anyone going on to a Facebook group and then making some kind of fabulous, meaningful change in their life. I've never seen that happen. And if you have, please let me know. If you've made some major changes in your life, let me know. Okay, number four thing I want to talk about here is what makes this group unique. I already discussed, you know, the fact that we meet live, and that is unusual in this space. I don't believe anybody's done anything quite like what I'm trying to do before, at least not for the ADHD community. We are not designed to serve everyone, really. I didn't even
I'm not trying to serve everybody. I think that's actually, that works better on a place like a Reddit or a Facebook. I'm not aiming to serve every woman with ADHD between the ages of 18 and 80. That's not it. I would say that my target person is probably more like, I'm going to say more like 25 to probably 70, mid 70s, who knows that they are past the point of scrolling. I am looking for the women that know that social media is a diversion and it's fine, but you're not going to get meaningful support and you're not really going to get meaningful information on social media. I'm actually interested in the women that listen to podcasts because, in my mind, the people that are listening to podcasts are much more interested in growth